It's really an honor for me to be able to briefly present a summary of this paper by Jim Carrey and Zeke Bayet. Jim Carrey, if you don't know, is really a foundational figure in this field that's gathering us here today. And I think Jim would want me to express his severe disappointment at being here and not being able to be here for two reasons. One, because he has been such a tireless advocate for geolinguistic research and place name research for some 40 years. And also, as a lifelong surfer, I think he really would have liked to have been in Hawaii. So I'll just real briefly summarize their presentation, and I can try to take questions afterwards at the end, but bear in mind that this isn't my work that I'm presenting here. The Atna place names corpus is a set of some 2,200 names covering about 3 million hectares in the southeastern part of the main body of Alaska. It represents a shared body of knowledge. More than half of the names are widely known, that is known by more than just a handful of speakers. Some methodological issues for doing this work. These names were collected over about 35 years, working with a variety of expert speakers that had very intimate knowledge of the land and traveled on the land. Also combing through historic sources, looking for names that may have been recorded before the memories of modern-day speakers, before the time that memories of the modern-day speakers can recall. And the work that Jim Carrey has done makes use of marked-up laminated maps, hand annotations, so this is very much a pre-digital sort of world annotating directly onto topographic sheets. And one point that Jim always stresses is the importance of consolidating sources and bringing all the sources together. It's easy to do kind of a 70% job on place names. It's always kind of that last 5 or 10% that's very difficult. And the only way to really keep track of that is to really consolidate all of the existing sources and pull them together. So methodological issues or problems that come up in this work. Jim Carrey often stresses that the problems that come up in the digitization process. And as many of you know and maybe we'll hear about later today, there are many issues which arise when you try to represent information in a digital way. And one of those is the loss of sequencing information. That is, how names are distributed along, say, a drainage. And why is this important? Well, it turns out, at least in Athabascan and possibly in many other cultures, to be a very important mnemonic for how people remember names. That is, names are repeated in sequences. They're memorized in sequences. So part of the knowledge of names is not just the name of the place, it's the knowledge of the order of names. And this becomes somewhat more challenging to represent. I think there are techniques, and maybe we'll hear about them later today, but certainly an issue that comes up. Another issue that comes up is how to represent levels of confidence or salience. That is, how well do I know a name, or how salient is it within the community? Is this some kind of marginal name, a technical name, if you will, or is it a widely known name? There's also issues of overlapping dialects and multiple names. One important issue that comes up looking at Atna names and Alaska Athabascan names more generally is their systematic or paradigmatic nature. That is, a single sort of specific term, in this example here, yidateni, a single specific lexical item, can be used to generate a number of names which are formed from that name. So yidateni is a little bit opaque. It may be being something like his jawbone trail. It's a little bit unclear what the morphological analysis would be. But in any case, it appears, yidateni, that lexeme, appears in all of these names. Distributed in this area, if you've been to Alaska, this is the area just south of Denali National Park, just at the south end of the canyon where the Nenana River enters and flows north. So Yudeteni, the name for this hill here, and we can also form Yudeteni Ji, that would be the canyon of Yudeteni. You can form Yudeteni Ji de Relaye, that would be the mountain of the canyon of Yudeteni. Yudeteni Kaka would be the mouth of Yudeteni, and so on and so on. Yudeteni Na, number six, the creek of Yudeteni, Yudeteni Tla, the headwaters of Yudeteni, and so on. These things have a very systematic nature. You know, those of you who have read the work of Levinson may recall that there's been claims that this sort of thing should not happen in natural language. And it happens when you assign like street grids in Manhattan, but in kind of natural language, we don't see these types of systematic patterns in place naming. So that's a very important part of this work on Atna place names that that Jim Carrey has done, and on at the Baskin place names more generally. So if you want to know more, rather than me trying to talk about it, I will point you to a forthcoming publication which should be available either later this month or early next month from the Alaska Native Language Center, and that is the Atna Place Names List, which does include a full listing and inventory of these names with geographic coordinates, but also a 50-odd page introduction, which I just summarized here in five pages. So I'll steer you there if you want to find out more details and end it for now. Also, I encourage you, for more information, please feel free to contact Jim Carrey directly. So, thank you.